Family Guy star Seth Green forced to admit that punishing thought crime has been basic liberal dogma for decades. By Warner Todd Houston on October 4, 2025. Actor and TV producer Seth Green had to concede that Democrats have been the leaders in policing thought crimes in America during a podcast published this week. Green appeared on Bill Maher's Club Random podcast this week when he broached the topic of George Orwell's dystopian literary classic 1984. Green tried to use the book to smear Donald Trump and today's Republicans. When was the last time you read 1984? I read it in 2016 when Trump was running. But the main thing was getting down to thought crime. Were you thinking something is an arrestable offense? Green told Maher. Maher retorted, but that's a hate crime, reminding Green that Democrats have pushed thought crimes for decades, at this point. Well, this is it, right? We're edging that territory, Green said, obviously not understanding Maher's point. Not satisfied to let it go, Maher went on to school the Family Guy actor. Bill Maher hijacks Seth Green's 1984 reference, forces him to admit liberals embrace thought crimes. By the end of the exchange, Green was visibly humbled. That's a fair point, he said. Green, when was the last time you read 1984? I read it in 2016 when Trump was running. pic.twitter.com/plugino66r. Vigilant Fox, at Vigilant Fox, September 29, 2025. We're not edging, Maher pointed out. It's been decades since we said we believe in this country that there is such a thing as a hate crime. Now, that's basic liberal dogma. I consider myself a liberal, but I never agreed with that. A hate crime is a thought crime. It's a thought crime, and I don't think we should go down that slope, he exclaimed. A crime is a crime. If you kill somebody, you should be punished for it. The law should not be involved in what is in your mind. A visibly humbled Green finally got Maher's point, and said, I hadn't really thought about it that way, but that's a fair point. Like Mann and other liberal, Green never gave a second's thought to the fact that his side of the political aisle was already supporting thought crimes and fulfilling Orwell's warning that we can become an authoritarian society. Watch the full episode. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.